time because his mother is ill and can't look after him. The three children flew upstairs to get Joe's room ready for Rick as well. Hey, what will Rick say when we tell him about the enchanted wood and the faraway tree? Cried Joe. And what will he say when we show him our friends there? Silky and old Moonface and the dear old deaf saucepan man and everyone, said Beth. He will get a surprise, said Franny. They got everything ready for their cousin. They put up a little camp bed for him and found some blankets. They made room in Joe's cupboard and bedside cabinet for Rick's clothes. Then they looked out of the window. It looked onto a dark, thick wood, whose trees waved in the wind, not far from the bottom of the garden. The enchanted wood, said Beth softly. What marvellous adventures we have had there. Maybe Rick will have some too. Rick arrived the next day. He had travelled in the delivery van from the village shop with a small bag of clothes. He jumped down and hugged the children's mother. Hello, Aunt Polly, he said. It's good of you to have me. Hello, Joe. I say, aren't Beth and Franny big now? It's lovely to be with you all again. The children took him up to his room. They helped him to unpack his bag and put his things neatly away in the cupboard and the bedside cabinet. They showed him the bed he was to sleep on. I expect I shall find it rather dull here after living in the city, said Rick, putting his washing on top of the bedside cabinet. It seems so quiet. I shall miss the noise of buses and cars. You won't find it dull, said Joe. My word, Rick. We've had more adventures since we've been here than we ever had when we lived in town. What sort of adventures? Asked Rick in surprise. It seems such a quiet place that I shouldn't have thought there was even a small adventure to be found. The children took Rick to the window. Look, Rick, said Joe. Do you see that thick, dark wood over there, backing onto the lane at the bottom of our garden? Yes, said Rick. It seems quite ordinary to me. Except that the leaves of the trees seem a darker green than usual. Well, listen, Rick. That's the enchanted wood, said Beth. Rick's eyes opened wide. He stared at the wood. You're making fun of me, he said at last. No, we're not, said Franny. We mean what we say. Its name is the Enchanted Wood, and it is enchanted. And, oh, Rick, in the middle of it is the most wonderful tree in the world. What sort of tree? Asked Rick, feeling quite excited. It's a really enormous tree, said Joe. Its top goes right up to the clouds, and, oh, Rick, at the top of it is always some strange land. You can go there by climbing up the top branch of the faraway tree. You go up a little ladder through a hole in the big cloud that lies at the top of the tree. And there you are, in some strange land. I don't think I believe you, said Rick. You're making it all up. Rick, we'll take you there and show you what we mean, said Beth. It's all quite true. We've had such exciting adventures at the top of the faraway tree. We've been to the rocking land and the birthday land, and the land of take what you want and the land of the snowman, said Franny. You just can't imagine how exciting it all is. And Rick, all kinds of odd folk live in the trunk of the faraway tree, said Joe. We've lots of good friends there. We'll take you to them one day. There's a dear little fairy called Silky, because she has such a mop of silky golden hair. And there's funny old Mr. What's-his-name, said Franny. What's his real name? Asked Rick in surprise. Nobody knows, not even himself, said Joe. So everyone calls him Mr. What's-his-name. Oh, and there is the old saucepan man. He's always covered with kettles and saucepans and things, and he's so deaf that he always hears everything wrong. Rick's eyes began to shine. Oh, take me!